Hey, Runners Connect fans, happy Friday. Hope you've had a great week. I want to talk to you today about kind of a little update on where we feel that the, you know, the race situation, all the cancellations and all that is heading. And also just some tips and tricks and stuff that you can do to kind of make the most of this time and stuff that you can focus on. So in terms of races, look, I'm not going to tell you that I have like super inside info. I'm not reading from a crystal ball here. This really is just based on like what I know in terms of race logistics, what we know in terms of like where everything is heading and kind of the general trend of cities, states, and the country as a whole. And obviously I know we have international listeners as well, but I speak more to the US. One thing I think this week that has made me a little more optimistic. I'm not going to say that it's like, okay, definitely every race is going to go on. Boston, you know, New York, all that's going to go on. Something that's made me a little more optimistic is several big universities have been coming out and saying that they are fully planning to hold classes, in-person classes in the fall. The first one I saw was University of Oregon, which is a huge university. I mean, this is a huge university, and these universities have, if I can put it this way, it's kind of similar to races in that, like, there's a lot of like risk reward, or there's a lot of like liability there. These types of big organizations, like a university, like a race, they have, you know, teams of people that essentially are like risk management. I mean, they have people who their job is to look at the risk of situations like this. They're completely focused on, can we have classes this fall? Is that something safe? In the midst of all this, for them to say that, that makes me feel pretty good. I'm not saying it's a slam dunk. I'm not saying it's a guarantee that things are looking up. At the same time, it's a good sign, is the way I would put it. If they're already saying, yep, we're going to have classes this fall, because that's been a big discussion really in the sports world, is like, is there going to be a college football season? Because that would just be nuts if there's not. How does that relate to races? I guess I'll admit that races are a bit of a bit of another level. I mean, colleges, they can say, okay, maybe we're going to change up the schedule, somehow make it to where, like, I guess, like, distancing is required. I'm not really sure, but there's definitely ways that they could do that. Whereas with races, that's pretty tough. I mean, if you have tens of thousands of people going down, you know, these crowded streets, that's a bit of a different situation. That's a little bit harder to say, okay, we're going to abide by X, Y, and Z guidelines. That's obviously much tougher with a race. So where are we at in terms of races? I haven't heard anything specific. And to be honest, I think at this point, I don't think the organizers really know. I don't think they're sitting there saying, like, we're definitely going to go ahead or we're definitely going to cancel. They're literally just like biting their nails, waiting on everything, kind of like you all are. They're really just waiting because they do not want to cancel. I mean, I think you all listening understand that like the Boston Marathon does not want to have a year without a Boston Marathon. They don't want that. I want to say it's like over $200 million for the local economy, something along those lines for Boston. And I know that's a huge race, but other races, you can kind of do the math and figure that they're pretty huge for their local economies as well. So in terms of like where I would see this going, I think we have some hope. I think here's the good thing to look forward to. I said this in an email like a couple, maybe like 2 weekends ago, that, you know, there's been a lot of talk about how, this is the new normal. This is never going to change. It's here to stay, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no way, man. There's going to be races again in the future. I can promise you that. There are going to be big races in the future. In fact, I would say next year with certainty, once we have a better grasp on this, a better understanding, then I think that'll be a guarantee that there are going to be races next year. This fall, it's just tough. I think ultimately what you have is you have to have like a first race through the wall, if that makes sense. Like someone has to break through that barrier first, for good or for better or worse. I'm not saying it's like they should break through the barrier. What I'm saying is that someone has to. If there's ever going to be races again, or at least like this year, someone has to break through that barrier. Now, this, again, I understand this is a ways off. I understand that there's still a lot that needs to happen. I understand that a lot of places, areas, you know, countries, states, et cetera, are not ready to move forward yet. And we don't know fully. We don't really have a full understanding as to whether it's safe to move forward at all. We don't know. I know maybe I'm sounding almost too optimistic given like where we're at right now. But my point with race, I'm more speaking of it like like as an outsider looking in, not really as someone with like a subjective opinion, more so just looking at it logistically, how it's going to be for races. Someone is going to have to be first through that wall to say, we're willing to take a little bit of risk on. We're gonna host a race. We're gonna do it. And that's a tough thing for race organizers, for local government, for state government, even for federal government at that point. That becomes a big issue. You think about Boston. I mean, Boston's not just decided by the BAA. That's the BAA as well as the mayor of Boston, the governor of Massachusetts. I mean, this is a huge deal. And you're not only, okay, I know I mentioned the universities earlier, and universities do have a lot of international students. So there's a lot of people coming from all over the place, similar to races. Races are just that little higher level because everyone's in such close proximity all at one time. You know, universities can kind of like space it out and spread everybody out. So it's a higher level of risk. I'm not going to say, I guess, based on like the feel of everything, I would have to say that races in the fall, it just doesn't feel likely. It doesn't feel like that's where we're headed. At the same time, again, that university is pushing through, and like if like the sports, you know, world decides to push through, that's a huge deal. And that makes that risk like profile much lower. It reduces that risk because if other sports have already like pushed through and had packed arenas and stuff like that, obviously at that point it becomes way, way less of this like huge breaking through this crazy barrier for race organizers. So it just depends. I know this is kind of like a roundabout answer, and I'm not really answering anything. I'm more so just saying this is where we're at. This is what it looks like within the running world. And it's just hard to say. We just don't know exactly what's going on. I think it's possible. I don't see how anyone can say at this point that there's zero chance races go on this fall. I understand that, and I get that it doesn't seem likely. I mean, it definitely feels that way. At the same time, we just don't know. I mean, if you think about it, what is it? It's April 30th right now. I'm recording this. You're listening to it on May 1st. Then, you know, you think about it, 2 months ago. 2 months ago was very end of February. I guess let's say 3 months ago. 3 months ago was the end of January. Almost nobody was talking about coronavirus. Almost nobody was talking about this thing. A lot can happen in 3 months. Now, I understand a lot of that was just because of awareness, not necessarily because of like, was it there or was it not? It was more so awareness, but it just kind of shows you how quickly like the world can change, how quickly events can change. So you give that another 3 months, you know, we just don't know what that's going to look like. We don't know what that's going to look like. And we have even more than that until some of these big races. In the meantime, something I would honestly suggest to you guys is focus on your health. You know, don't necessarily worry just about fitness. Yes, you can gain a lot of fitness during this time. And if you're happy with your health and you just want to focus on fitness, go hammer the miles, go do some strength work, you know, go get stronger, go make the most of this time. But otherwise, if you have some health goals that maybe have like possibly taken a backseat to your running goals, there's always another race around the corner. So you're just like not quite focused like intensely on those more like health goals rather than your running goals, this might be a good time to do that. I mean, and running can absolutely play a part in that. I'm not saying that you don't need a training plan. I'm not saying you don't need to have like any sort of focus to your running. At the same time, you can kind of focus everything more around a health goal rather than around a running goal. So instead of I want to break, you know, 330 at this whatever marathon, it's more, I want to lose X pounds or I want to gain a certain amount of pounds. I mean, it can be all sorts of different health goals that you have for yourself. I would definitely recommend everybody try to take care of yourselves as best as possible. Keep stress low. I know this is a stressful time on a lot of ways, but like, don't let stress creep in from things you can't control. You know, things that are outside of your control. Don't watch too much news. I know that sounds silly, but like, there's only so much you can consume in a day. You know, there's only so much that you can like take in before you're just like, all right, I can't do anything about this anyway. So I'm just stressing out my body and my mind at this point. I'm not really benefiting myself anyway. So take care of your health. Take care of like the strength work, injury prevention. Don't just do nothing this entire time. Whether you're going for health or fitness goals, either one, don't just do nothing during this time. Attend our live sessions if you want to add a little bit of accountability and just kind of have it in a more fun, like intriguing, like more invested environment. Then join our YouTube channel, youtube.com/c/runnersconnect, or just search Runners Connect on YouTube. And you'll see we're going live every Monday through Friday, So every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern time, we're going live with all sorts of different strength sessions. I mean, yesterday we did one I call Killer Core. It changes every time, but it's basically just like, hey, this is a killer core workout. Your abs are going to be burning. We're going to work the whole core and it's going to be tough. And then today, you know, Thursday, we're doing just a more like recovery session. We're doing a guided like stretching session with like an elastic band or rope. And then some like hip mobility work. So you've really got all sorts of different options out there. I would definitely recommend attending our live sessions and getting kind of adding that accountability into it, because that can be such a game changer for your running, but also for your general health. And then, like I said, focus on your health, you know, focus on the goals that are within your control rather than like a race result, which is very difficult to control right now. Well, guys, I think that'll do it for today. I crossed the 10-minute mark a little bit ago, so I'll let you guys go for the weekend. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Keep looking up, stay strong, stay positive, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Take care.